Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. Glad you're here. Peter Sheehan's here. Peter's back. He's been a great member of our Brain Trust now for a few years, but we haven't heard from him for a while. We're glad he's back. He's CEO, Group CEO of Karakens Group, which is an organization he's been running now for a long time, about 16 years or so. He's one of the great speakers, recognized by the National Speakers Association, the author of a couple of great books we helped him launch in the past, Making It Happen and Flip. He's got a brand new book out now called Matter, Move Beyond the Competition, Create More Value, and Become the Obvious Choice. He's our good friend, Peter Sheehan. Welcome back.
G'day, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. So congratulations on your new book, and Having written three, I tell men that writing and publishing a book is as close as we'll ever come to birthing a baby. What do you think?
Yeah, and it probably costs about the same, right? Five years and $1 million.
And then when you write it, then you got to raise it, right? After that, you can't just write it and publish it. You got to raise it. So okay, yeah. let's talk about when you think of the word matter. Tell us what you mean by that. Why did you choose that word for the title?
Look, the primary research question was, what does it take for an organization to differentiate itself in the face of change and disruption? Because let's be honest, we face a couple of very significant challenges, particularly small businesses. Number one, we're in a bit of a winner-takes-all economy these days, where the larger companies just get larger and larger and the smaller businesses are left mm-hmm. to kind of fight it out on the fringe. And so what we try to understand is, if you're not an Amazon and you're not a Walmart, what is it that you can do to differentiate yourself and become the go-to, the obvious choice in the mind of the customer? And we found that if you could create enough value in their lives, enough value in their business, that they were invested in your success, then you would become the obvious choice. In other words, you mattered so much in their world that mm-hmm. your success became their success. And that was ultimately the kind of primary finding. And it was based on 5 years of research all over the world. We studied small companies, large companies, every industry, and we really found, Jim, that there were two types of companies. Number one, the companies that create value, and number two, the companies that extract margin. Mm-hmm. And clearly, if you want to matter and create more value, you want to be in the first group.
Well, absolutely. And so what you're talking about, and let me say this the way I've been saying it and see if this reconciles with what you're talking about. I've been telling my audience that being competitive is still important, but unlike in the 20th century, it's not first yet. It's not first anymore. It's still important. You got to be competitive or you won't get the business. But before people know if you're competitive, they're checking out other things like what you talk about, value, things that matter. I use the word relevance. What do you think?
Yeah, so I think relevance is a really powerful word. And in fact, it was almost one of the book titles at some point, right? Which is this notion that, yes, you need to be competitive or within the range of fair price, right? But let's be honest, you can't compete as a small business with the scale and volume and velocity of the major players. So you can try and do that, and what you're going to find yourself is on the downward spiral of commoditization, because you're going to compete on price, which will reduce your margin. Mm-hmm. Reducing your margin reduces your free cash flow. Reducing your free cash flow reduces the amount you can invest in innovation, which further reduces your point of difference. And then you end up on this downward spiral, and you wake up in 5 years looking back and go, man, what happened to my business, my profit, and my margin? Mm-hmm. Right? Yes, you want to be within a range, but you're much better off to compete on this notion, as you say, value and relevance. Although in our research, Jim, we found there were five really specific areas that small to medium businesses wanted to be competing on if they wanted to get out of the price game. One of them was, are you solving problems for which there are scarce solutions, right? So as you think about the kind of edge of capability and the edge of disruption and the edge of change, the big companies are yet to move to those fringes and begin to find scalable solutions. Mm-hmm. So number one is scarcity. Number two is importance.
Can we stop you for a second? Why do you think why do you think the big companies are having so much trouble doing that?
Well, number
is it literally by definition? I mean, by just their size, their inability to get that kind of flexibility, that kind of granularity out to the last mile.
Yeah, so put it to you this way. The design of an organization is to eliminate variability and maximize the efficiency of scale. Mm-hmm. That's what they're designed to do, right? So by definition, anything that's outside of the norm or beyond a couple of standard deviations is meant to get rejected. So they're not even designed.
But customers are rejecting that now, aren't they?
That's because the rate of change is so quickly. They can't, like, we're feeling the pain as customers so quickly that the organizations aren't able to keep up. So there's an opportunity there on the fringe for the small business. And the second thing is, if you're a huge corporation like PepsiCo, then in order to move your numbers to impress Wall Street, you need hundreds of millions of dollars worth of market opportunity. And in the early stages of new markets, new products, new solutions, they're just not that big. So the scale is designed to eliminate the variability, and the numbers are too small to move their underlying performance. So they tend to stick to the core and stick to their knitting, which is exactly the advantage small business has.
No question about it. The another thing that you talk about that I like is you talk about embracing disruption. And, you know, small business owners, we live in a volatile world. and so we can't fall in love with anything for very long. Talk to us about that.
Well, you got two choices when you're facing change, right? Number one is you can lay in the corner, suck your thumb, make the small mewing sounds and hope it all goes away, right? And I've met some small business owners that do that.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can move directly at what's changing. And in our research, what we found was these opportunities for scarce solutions that are important to the customer are actually in the very disruption itself. So, for instance, I know you've got a financial advisor on next on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you look at how commoditized the agency market's becoming and the emergence of robo-advisors and index funds and the ability to very cheaply get access to investment product. So if you want to differentiate yourself as a financial advisor or a financial planner, you need to move into more complex areas and solve more complicated problems. And by definition, that's going to be in this kind of the emerging disruption of what's called the Department of Labor fiduciary standard.
The way I've said that, Peter, is it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. And that's what you just said, I think. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's a bit of both these days. I think the digital disruption's changing both what we do and how we do it.
Matter is the title of the book by Peter Sheehan and Julie Williamson. We're going to take a quick break. Peter and I will be right back. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.